Daddy gang. It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Maria Georges, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
I am so excited to be here. I love you so much. Okay, I love you.
I love you. I'm so excited. I can't believe we're finally doing this. Mm-hmm. First of all, this has been a long time coming, which we will tell the Daddy gang all about. But the entire world fell in love with you when you went on the season of The Bachelor. And ever since it ended, I feel like everyone has quite literally just been waiting patiently for you to speak. Mm-hmm. And you are finally here.
Yes. So I definitely needed the time to just be on my own. But if I was going to speak, I was going to speak here with you today on Call Her Daddy. And it was a long time coming, but I'm here now and I'm ready.
Okay. I have so many questions, so let's just get into it.
Okay. Before you continue, this is really tight and I want to slip into something a little bit more comfortable.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Oh my God. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell. Okay. She's got her little unwell outfit on.
Oh, I'm feeling so myself right now. You have no idea.
Wait, really?
Oh my God, this is me to my core.
Okay, but every single outfit you slayed this season. Like,
thank
for
you.
Anyone that didn't watch this season, Maria on The Bachelor, I don't know if I've ever seen someone come with like such good outfits. Aww. And I feel like I saw that all online. How did you even pack for this fucking season?
Oh my God. It was so last minute. You guys have no idea. So I always wanted to be on the show. I had dreams about it. I was like, I'm going to be on the show one day. So I remember, like, I would always buy things in hopes.
Stop.
I swear to God, I'm not even kidding. And so when I actually got, like, I was like fully in the running, they're like, okay, you're like in it. But I was never getting a solid yes. I was like waiting.
Right.
3 days prior, they're like, pack your bags, you're coming. You need this, this, and this. I'm like, holy shit, I had 3 days to pack.
Why did you always want to be on The Bachelor?
I love the show.
Okay.
I love the show. I was such a huge fan, and I had friends on the show, and they
you did?
Had, yeah.
Wait, I feel like that's tea.
I mean, I don't know how much I want to say. I feel like there's been, you know, people have talked about it, and I'm sure people know who. But yeah, I've had people that have been on the show that have always said that, like, I see you on it. And yeah, and so I was like, I'm going to apply.
So are you insinuating you've, like, romantically dabbled with people on the show?
I wouldn't say romantic, but okay. Obviously there was, like, I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
It was just like a good thing going. And yeah, and I just remember talking to him about it. And he was like, I can totally see you. You know what he said to me, actually?
Should I be asking you, like, who you're talking about?
No, you shouldn't. Do you want me to say it?
I think I have to ask.
Well, I mean, I think it's been fairly obvious. And I'm so over the rumors and stuff like that. So Nick, obvious. Oh, fuck. But is this bad? Because he's like totally married.
No, I think it's not you're saying you're like in love with this person.
Yeah. Nothing has ever happened between Nick and I. But like, it's always been like a friendship.
Okay. But this, no, I think this is fine to say. Nick is one of the biggest
yeah.
people from the franchise.
Yeah.
And the fact that like you had like a little
thing with him back in the day.
Yeah.
But you never hooked up.
No.
You just had like a flirtatious banter.
Literally, that is all. Like, he helped me through breakups. Like, okay. He was a good friend to me at points, and it was great. But I remember, and I never really understood it until actually being on the show. He had said to me, he's like, I can see you being the villain. He's like, you're going to go on, you're going to be the villain. And I was like, why? Why me? Like, I would never go with the intention of becoming a villain. I didn't go in there trying to piss people off. But I remember him saying, he's like, people are going to come after you. No matter what, I can just see it. You're going to be the villain. And it was just funny because after I finished filming, there was rumors about me being a villain. I'm like, but I wasn't. I know what happened.
Well, I feel like, just to sum it up again for anyone that didn't watch, like, I feel like people tried really, 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 really fucking hard to make you the villain. Yeah. And then everyone in America watching it was like, no. Like, no, she's not the villain, actually. Like, these girls that are basically gaslighting Maria are the villains. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Okay. I love how you were just, like, dropping bombs left and right.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But I think it's fine to say the Nick Viall thing. I think he's, like, happily married now.
Yeah, he is.
And that's great.
Yeah, and I think...
Everyone has a past.
And I just want everyone to know that, like, there's no animosity between us. Like, I think we have always been friends. Obviously, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's always been great to me. And, like, I respect his relationship. I respect where he is now. I'm happy to see him grow. But yeah, to say that we didn't have a past, that would be a lie. So like, I just hate this, like, it's been all over Reddit. I just want people to know that, like, it's nothing serious.
Yeah.
But also, we respected each other along the way. And I'm happy where he's at now. And I congratulate him.
Well, I was going to say, I also think the internet is too smart nowadays, where it's like, if you were connected to anyone in Bachelor Nation, as they say.
Oh, there's no secret. It's
exactly.
Out.
So I think it'd be like, you'd be like remiss to not bring it up, because then everyone would be like, you're a liar.
Right. And I have nothing to hide. Like, I go through life where I feel like I have, you want to ask me questions? I want to answer.
I can tell.
No. Really? Can you tell?
I can tell.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I rather speak on it than people build or create stories out of nothing. There's nothing to talk about there.
Amazing.
Literally.
So let's talk about your season.
Okay.
You are one of the most popular, I would say, Bachelor contestants in the history of ever. And you just, like, brought this energy to it, this relatability. You were normal. I think people could be like, see themselves being friends with you. You're a girl's girl. Like, it was great vibes. How did you feel about all this attention?
Oh my God. First of all, thank you for saying that. Like, that meant a lot, because I was actually talking about this with my friends. Like, when I had first come back home, I had to sit my family down to let them know, like, what kind of, like, shit, stupidity I went through in the house. I did not know how it was gonna, like, play out and, like, how people were gonna perceive me, because in the house, I felt like I was so wrongfully accused of things, and people were just, like, taking me the wrong way. And so I didn't know how things were gonna play out. The fact that it was an honest edit, I can say, and, like, showed exactly who I am. And I said to myself, I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, like, exactly who I am. I'm not going on there with some alter ego. Like, no. I'm going to, when my friends and family are going to watch, they're going to be like, that's my Maria.
Prior to this show,
were
you someone who was used to a lot of drama in your life?
And I talked about this on the show to Joey. I was like, the last thing I thought I was going to have problems with were the girls. I thought I was going to be like them. I thought the only problem I would have is if I like him or not, or if we can really see each other, like, vibing, becoming something. Right. And so when that was my biggest concern in the house, I was like, oh my God, maybe that guy was right. Maybe it's like in wait. Okay. You want to hear something? I actually have something to say.
Yes.
This is actually kind of fucked up.
Okay.
So Sydney, you know Sydney?
No.
So in the house?
Oh, the one that was the menace to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
yes.
Funny enough, actually, side note, I don't know if you want to keep this in, but this actually kind of, like, concerned me at one point. So when it first started, like, airing, I remember someone sent me a photo of Nick and Sydney together. They were all friends, because Sydney's friends with Ashley, and Nick's close with Ashley, and Ashley's close with Sydney, and they were all in a photo together. I'm like, was this planned? No, I'm not kidding. Besides all this right now, I'm like straight shooter to you right now. Part of me was like, was this all planned? Because I was like, I knew I was innocent. Like, I knew I was innocent, hand to God. So when this all started happening, and then imagine dealing with that in the house and then coming out and seeing that she's friends with Nick, I was like,
Right, because Nick had told you.
There's something conspiring here.
Okay, so you walk someone through that maybe didn't watch the show. You're basically saying you're seeing Nick Viall like tell you you're going to potentially be the villain.
Yes.
Then you're seeing Nick Viall be friends with the girl that attacked you the whole season.
Okay, keep this shit in because you know what? I'm not kidding. This was my exact thought process. I was like, there's something weird about all this because it was too close to this, like it was too close to home. I was like, this what was said and now this and this. Because if there was a moment in the house where I can say, okay, I deserve that, I would say I would not even begin to think about this. But I was so innocent.
To someone that has no idea what the fuck we're talking about and has not watched the season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You have these two specific women, I would say.
Three
women that were like hell-bent on crucifying you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give, like, a brief synopsis of, like, what they were trying to, like, basically kill you for?
Yeah. So there's a point in time where we see Medina. She was one of the older girls. I don't even like to say older. Here we go, the age thing. But she had mentioned that she felt insecure about her age and that she was losing time. And she thought, you know, it was Joey maybe might have not been giving her enough attention because of her age.
Okay.
And I stayed silent during that conversation. She kind of like addressed the room about it. And then, why did I say, and then? I don't know. So then we were outside and kind of, we have breaks, you know, throughout the day, but we're always being recorded. And I knew that. So despite having a break, I know like we're being recorded. But again, I was in the moment with my friend and we were kind of like going through what was like said or during that moment. We were kind of just like, what's the word?
We're just recapping.
Recapping, thank you very much, that moment. And all I said to her was like, I don't get why Medina would say that because like I'm in her age group and I'm just saying like she's a beautiful woman, like literally so beautiful where I was like, I couldn't even fathom the idea that she was thinking that it had something to do with her age, why Joey's not giving her attention. I'm like, you're so beautiful. Own it. Like, you have so much going for you. You have, the age is the last thing you should worry about.
Yep.
But I wasn't saying that to Medina. I was saying that to my friend as we were recapping the night.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, I want to preface by saying, like, if Medina had come to me and said to me, Maria, I feel insecure my age. I know you're, like, one of the older girls in the house, too. Like, this is how I feel. I would never say, own it. You're hot. Like, I would be like, no, let's talk about it. If this is how you feel, I'm here for you. You know? So, obviously, I was saying what I was saying to my friend behind closed doors, and I was being overheard by Sydney.
Mm.
And instead of A, coming up to me to be like, hey, are you talking about Medina? Because she's my girl. Instead of like either coming up to me or talking to me one-on-one to be like, hey, I might have heard this, but I don't know. She started this entire thing on something she might have heard.
So that's where it all kind of started though. Yeah. And I think like what we can acknowledge for women is like age is such a sensitive thing just 100%. Because everyone makes us feel like when you hit 30 it's like ooh, the clock is ticking. And so I empathize with what she was saying.
Me
and
too.
Then I also agree with what you were saying of like, oh my god, girl, like don't even fucking worry, you're hot, you're beautiful, you're young, like 30 is young, 31 is young, 40 is young. Like we have to like retrain our brains to look at like women and age in a complete different way. But 100%. I think on the show it brought up a really interesting conversation that you were almost villainized for like shitting on this woman for her age, and that was not what you were saying.
Absolutely. And like everything you said was absolutely right. And for me, I'm like, I can get insecure about my age too, 100%. And I have felt insecure about it. But going into The Bachelor, knowing that there's, that you know, sometimes they cast 23-year-olds and stuff like that, I knew going into it where I was like, I probably am going to be the oldest one in the house.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think positively so that like I didn't get into that mindset. So I thought in ways, like I was trying, in ways when I was talking to my friend about it, I was trying to encourage myself too. Because like hearing her talk about that, you don't think that struck a chord with me. I was like, fuck. Maybe like, because I am a year older than him, maybe that is weird. I don't know. I started like thinking, I was like, no, like we're going to twist it. No, we're hot. We're confident. Let's
got
just do
it,
this. Like,
got it.
And I was just having a talk with my girlfriend. I didn't think it was going to become a thing. I wasn't trying to do this in front of a room. Like I would have been way more sensitive, way more like, you know.
You were almost like debriefing something that clearly related to, because how old is she?
She's 31.
Okay. She's 31. And how old are you?
29.
Okay. I'm 29.
Yeah.
Same age.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying is like you guys were the oldest in the house and you immediately saw her freaking out and getting insecure that you were like, oh my God, like, should I be insecure? No, we're fucking beautiful. Let's go.
Let's just turn this into a positive right now because it's so, you know, in the house, you're so isolated and you, I can see why she was feeling those things, but I kind of wanted to like, cause imagine if I just sat there and was like, yeah, we are. We should just like peace out right now, us old fucks. Like, let's just get the fuck out of here.
Just mail it in.
But I was trying to just like, and again, if she had come to me personally, the conversation would have been different. Yeah. It was just in the moment with my friend. I was just like, yeah.
And so this kind of begins this feud between you and this girl, Sydney, where she like has it out for you.
Yeah.
She's literally saying you're like the devil.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. I brought devil ears because I knew we were going to be filming during Halloween. And I wore the devil ears like for a week straight. They cut that out. So maybe don't talk about that. But like, I loved it. I was like, because they told me, they're like, yeah, you know, she sees you as the devil. I'm like,
amazing.
And in parts, I was like, wait, but what? Like, I was questioning myself.
Why do you think this girl had it out for you? Like, you said you barely got into drama your whole life with women. Like, mm-hmm. your biggest concern was like, am I gonna even like Joey? Like, will I even get along with him?
Yes.
What do you think, if you had to pinpoint it, brought it on this season?
Yeah. So I, on, because now getting to know her outside of this, she's an amazing woman. And I honestly can say that in that moment, she really truly thought she was going to bat for her friend. And like, again, it's so weird to say like these girls become our best friends, but when you're in that environment, you become very close to people and that's how it feels, right? So right. I truly think that she was feeling she was going to bat for her friend. She was that ride or die friend. She wasn't going to like let anything slide, with the best intentions, just wrongly guided. I don't really know why, because I, guys, when I tell you, you know, she had apologized to me there and then when we, I was like, listen, you overheard something. You took it out of context. It wasn't meant maliciously. Next time, you know, come to me. She's like, absolutely. We cheersed. The next day, we had that group date where we were doing the talent show. Mm-hmm. And she hugged me before the group date. And she was like, Maria, I just want to say again, I'm sorry for taking something out of context. It wasn't shown. We never even got to talk about this. And so I thought, I was like, wow, okay, you know what? And I said to her that day, I go, listen, I'm good to hug it out and like, we're good, but just... you scare me a little bit because we were so good up until the point where you're starting shit with me where I'm like, where is this coming from? So we hugged it out. We were good. Later on that night is when she was like, I feel bullied by you. You hugged me earlier that day. It was like, guys, when I say it was crazy. But again, because I know she is a good person deep down, I think that, again, in this environment, it just brought out the worst.
Well, because I was going to say, like, I didn't know you guys were close now, which is
close, but we're good.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I thought, I didn't know if you guys were like friends. And I'm like, that's kind of crazy to go from someone being like, you're bullying me. Like the, what we watched on TV, I was like, this girl is like losing her mind on national TV. And it's like everywhere you would go, she would turn to you and just start like going after you. And it felt very targeted.
Yeah. It got to points where she would acknowledge that like, I can't even be in a room with Maria because I feel she's going to attack me. And there's been so many scenes of us in a room and I'm like,
leave me alone.
What? So like, I didn't understand. Yeah. And to this day, like, you know, her and I didn't get to really talk about what exactly it was that made her say those things about me. Because I could, like, even thinking about putting myself in her head, I could never say that about someone if I knew that it was so untrue.
Well, I think what was interesting, too, and I liked reading the internet during your season because I thought that women had really interesting takes about you. Like, I remember watching and so many women were like, I feel like half of these girls in the house are having their first bi experience because everyone is falling in love with Maria. And everyone's like, do I like her more than Joey? I think there was also a lot of jealousy. Like, you exude confidence. You like walked in every room. You looked so fucking hot. You looked insane in your outfits. You have a great personality and you just led with confidence. And I think in those environments, I can imagine if women are seeing one woman lead with just like no doubts or fears, you're going to be like, fuck you. I wish I was like that. And I personally felt like a lot of it was driven by jealousy, which sucks.
Yeah.
But I think is sadly relatable. If you could go back, is there anything you would have handled differently in all of the drama?
Well, I just want to say something first. So before going into the house, I had read something and it was like some book and it was called You're Just Not That. You're It was like, you're not that great or something like that. Oh. And then just like, no, but wait.
What a great book.
But you know what? The meaning behind it meant something to me. And it was just like acknowledging the fact that you're not that great. And like, I don't ever think of myself as like when you say like it's weird to me even believing when someone's like, oh, someone's jealous of you. Like, I don't look at things like that. Like, I went into this bachelor world being like, I'm not going to be the prettiest girl in the room. I'm not going to be the best dressed. I'm not going to be the most like exciting to look at or be with. Like, I just said, I'm going to be myself. And if it works, it works. Like, I was so self-aware going into it. So it's funny that like people see it as like confidence and people see it as like, oh, girls are jealous of you. It's like, I genuinely went in there being like, I'm going to be supportive of everyone around, but I'm not going to think I'm that great. Like,
I now love this. Now I love this message. Okay, at first I was like, where are we going with this?
Sorry.
Like, I fucking suck. I'm a piece of shit. No, but
just acknowledging that, like, you know, like just knowing who you are, like I'm not overly confident in that way where I'm like, I'm the shit. I've never thought that way about myself. I thought all the women were, especially night one going into that house, I was like, there are so many beautiful women around me that I was like, I'm just going to be myself, have fun. And then if it works, it works. And it did.
Yeah.
And like, so when girls came after me and being like, oh, she, like people are seeing it as like, oh, you were so confident. And that's why. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, never once did I think I was the prettiest in the room. Yeah. Never once did I think I was the best dressed. That's why after it aired and hearing that like everyone loved my outfits and like everyone thought I was so confident, I was like, damn.
I love everything you just said. Mm. And I truly believe though that's where it is confidence what you're talking about. Oh. And I think it's enviable. And I think if anyone takes anything from this episode, it's that. It's like, you deciding, I can't be what I'm not. I'm going to be myself.
Exactly.
I'm me. I look how I look. I act how I act. And like, I'm going to present as I am. Yeah. And if he likes it and they like it, great. If not, who gives a fuck? First, I do want to talk a little bit about your personal life because I think you came into this bachelor world and everyone was like, who is this firecracker? Mm-hmm. Like, who is this girl? And where did she came from? Who is Maria?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in love before?
I've obviously, okay. I had a couple boyfriends. I'm going to say two.
Two boyfriends.
It's like, I'm going to tell you exactly the number. Yeah, I don't have that much experience. I always, like when I'm with someone, I feel loving feelings. But like when you're out of it, you kind of think back and you're like, wait, was I even in love? I don't know. I don't think so. Because I want to believe when I am, I know it's going to be my person kind of thing. I had loving feelings for everyone that I've ever been with.
Yep. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that answers it. I think you would know if you had been in love.
Right? You would think.
You would know.
Okay.
Trust me.
That's what I'm thinking.
You would know. Mm-hmm. Okay. What has been your longest relationship?
Oh, bitch. You're going to call me right out. Literally my first boyfriend was like 8 months, but I lived with him for 3, so it felt like a fucking century. But
what?
Okay, maybe no. I don't know.
Dead.
Okay, listen, I have never had anything long term. I'm a problem.
No,
I'm the problem.
Wait, you live with him for 3 months?
Yeah.
Towards the end of the 8 months? And then is that what ended it?
The beginning.
Wait, hold on.
It's been so long ago. It was like 7 years ago, bitch.
You dated a guy for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
You lived with him for 3.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you start living together, then stay together, but not live together? Walk me through this.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me think. It was so long ago, guys. It was like 7 years ago. We dated and hit it off right away.
Okay.
And he was living alone. I was living with my family. And he was like, I want to be with you all the time. So come sleep at my house. And then it turned into me ending up moving in with him. Does that make sense?
And then how did you move out?
He cheated on me.
Wait. And then you... Wait.
Bitch! What do you think? He cheated on me.
Wait, but make this make sense.
Okay.
8 months dating.
Uh-huh.
First 3 months you're living together.
Yeah.
He then cheats.
Mm-hmm.
You stay?
No.
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 Cheating happens towards the end, honey.
Okay, okay. So then why did you move out? It was just...
Because he cheated on me.
Oh, okay, okay. You got your timeline mixed up. You said you lived together in the first 3 months.
Uh-huh. Okay, wait. Maybe I'm confused.
Hold on, wait.
Let me backtrack.
8 months together.
When 8 months together, living with him. Okay, so I didn't live with him right away. You're right.
Okay.
You caught me.
I know more about your life than you know about your life. Okay, so he cheats. How did you find out he cheated?
Oh, bitch.
No. Tell me everything. Oh, my God.
I'm a Virgo. Do you know what Virgos are like?
No, tell me more.
I'm an FBI agent.
Oh.
Like, without being an FBI, okay. FBI agent.
Yeah.
So, basically, so because I was living with him, mm-hmm. right? Mm. At the time. Anyways, so he was in New York with his family. I'll never forget this. This is actually kind of fucked up.
Okay.
But it's okay. You know what? Him and I, we laugh about this because he's like, I hope you know I knew what you did the entire time. We talked about it. Listen, it's better to just laugh it off now, but it wasn't a laughing moment at the time. But we can laugh about it now. Anyway, so he was in New York with his dad, and then he was like, yeah, so I was staying at his place. Stupid idiot. Anyways, so I have all my friends over, and I remember I was in LA and then Vegas for a wedding. I did like a week trip, and he was so, oh my God, Nick plays into this because he hated Nick and Nick hated him. Fuck that guy though, no, because he cheated on me, but it's fine. So, okay, let me get back on track. Hold on. Okay. So I had gone on that trip, and he was already questioning me being on that trip, being like, you're going there to see him, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bitch, I'm going to a fucking wedding. Like, what is your issue? And we're spending a couple more nights in LA after Vegas. I lied. We went to Vegas first, and then we did the wedding in LA.
Okay.
There it is. Come on, 7 years. I haven't talked about this shit ever.
It's great.
And so he was already upset with the whole trip. I get back. We're good. He goes to New York. I stay at his place, and I invite my friends over. I had this weird feeling because the last couple nights in LA, he was kind of like quiet, like wasn't really speaking to me. I'm like, bitch, you're my boyfriend. Where the fuck? Anyways, no, not like that. I'm very sweet. I'm just
but
like,
I get what you're saying. When a boyfriend is quiet,
you know what the hell? Like, you're checking in on me, and then all of a sudden you're quiet for the next couple days.
What's going on?
What the hell's going on? So I remember being like, okay. So I know I kept that in my notes. I was like, okay. So this time he was kind of weird, sketch. So I get to his place. I'm staying. He leaves. I go to the front desk. This is actually kind of smart. Girls, pay attention. So I go to the front desk. I'm like, oh my God, I left for my trip. But as I was waiting for my Uber or whatever I was waiting for, I don't know what I said. I'm like, I left my purse on the couch. So right outside of his place, there's a communal area.
Okay.
And there was a couch. And I was like, I left my purse there and I can't find my purse. I'm like, I need you to, I was sitting here between this time and this time. And I told him the times where I felt like he was being off. So the poor front desk man. And by the way, man, I never outed you, even though when you knew I knew what, he knew what I was doing in that moment. I'll explain. Okay. But I never outed him, never to my ex. But now I'm outing you. But it's okay. You're probably not even working there anymore. So I told him, I'm like, from this time, I remember I was sitting there, blah, blah. I don't know where this purse went. And it's like expensive purse. I need to know where it is. So he turns the fucking screen to me and he's going through the times. And I told him, it's fine. I told him between, I think I said from 11 PM till 3 AM. I'm like, I don't know if you have to check to see if my purse was there and if someone took it. So he's showing me, okay? And I had my girlfriend there. I'll never forget because she fucking screwed it up. I was like game face. I was like, show me the fucking cameras. So I was looking for my purse. All of a sudden, guys, I kid you not, 3:20, I remember the time. It was like something, 3 a.m., 3:20. Don't want to say that I remember the time. That's kind of weird. But it's fine. A fucking bitch shows up to his door.
No.
3-something a.m. And then I'm going like this. This is me. I'm like this. I keep my mouth shut. My friend goes, and then so now the front desk guy sees that there's another girl that ain't me showing up at this time. And then as soon as she fucking gasps, like outing me, he turns the camera. He's like, I can't be doing this. I'm sorry. I whatever. I was like, no, don't worry. And he, in that moment, knew that what I was trying to do. And he knew that now he outed my boyfriend for having a girl show up at his place at 3 a.m. while I was gone. But in that moment, I went, No fucking way. And so it gets worse. So no. I kept my mouth shut.
You didn't say anything?
No, of course I didn't. No,
the poor front desk man.
I never outed him. Until this day. I'm so sorry, sir. But to this day, never outed him. Never outed him. I go back in. Actually, it's kind of funny. I went for a walk. I played some music. I pretend I was like in a music video, like sad. Cried. I don't know. I don't know what I did. I did some like weird shit. But then I went back. And then, so days later, he comes back. We're good. He throws a party, okay?
Okay.
Guys, listen to this. It gets fucked. So he throws a party. Oh, my God. Poor guy. He's probably, like, going to watch this and be like, listen, at the end of the day, don't cheat on your girlfriend because one day she's going to live to tell the tale. She's going to live to tell the fucking tale. So don't cheat on your girlfriend. Anyways, so he throws a party, family, friends. And remember, I saw that bitch. I saw her. Oh, you're gonna wait for the twist at the end. So I saw her. So I knew how she looked. He throws a party, fans, family and friends, at his restaurant. He's still in a restaurant. Oops, cut that out, because that'll be very obvious. Okay, let's be real. I only had one fucking ex, and everyone knows. Okay. It's fine, but cut it out, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Keep it in. Do whatever you want. So he throws a party, family and friends. There's a separate table of, like, randoms that I don't know. Who shows up? She does. But I keep my mouth shut. I see him go over to her, hug her, kiss her. So I go, perfect. That's my in. So he comes back. I'm like, who's that girl that you kiss on the cheek? Like who's that? He's like, oh, she's just a friend. Like, da-da-da. I was just saying hi. I'm like, okay. That was a little much to say hi to a friend, right? So I'm watching her. So later on that night, I was like, fuck it. I'm done. I'm so out. Like, the fact that he's now bringing this girl around me.
That's the most fucked up part.
Casually.
Wait, and how long had you waited to, like, how long is this between you? A week. You saw the video footage, and now you're at the party.
Yeah. It wasn't long. I just didn't know how I was going to, like do it, but I was out at that point.
No, but that's, like, that's mentally fucked to put your fucking mistress in the same room with your girl.
I actually have more tea.
Oh, my God. It just keeps flowing.
Oh, shit. So, basically, because when he was showing me the cameras, I saw a bunch of guys go in first, all his friends. And then she showed up like hours later at like 3 a.m. But they were like, I didn't see the friends leave. So I was in my head, I was like, okay, maybe this might not be what I think it is. And like, he's already thinking I'm seeing Nick and Ella. So there were so many things where I was like, okay, I can't overthink, because if you're looking at it just based on like what you, like how it looks, I want to know proof. But anyways.
Right.
But cut that out. No, make him look bad. It's fine.
No. But I get, but okay, but.
I was in my head. I was kind of like, fuck, maybe no, not. No,
you're rationalizing, which I get.
Rationalizing.
You were telling him,
have,
I'm not cheating on you with Nick. I'm not seeing Nick. I'm literally going to a wedding. But he's like, I know you have a past with him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Then he starts acting sketchy. And in your mind, you're like, is he making this decision because he thinks I was being shady with Nick when I wasn't?
Right.
And then all of a sudden you see her at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then your brain rationalizes, even though you goddamn know well
what
he was
doing.
What girl
is showing up at 3 a.m. by herself?
Maybe she's there for the after party.
Yeah,
we know what the after party was.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so. His pee-pee.
His pee-pee and her fucking punani. Yeah, 100%. Anyways, so I saw her there. And I didn't say anything, whatever. And then we got back to the house. And I'm like, who's that girl? And he just kept being like, she's a friend. I'm like, so then why? And I laid it all out there. I was like, why did she show up at your house at this time, this date, da-da-da-da, in a red dress, da-da-da-da. I was like saying it all. And he, to this day, will say nothing ever happened. But want to hear some funny shit?
Please.
So as a Virgo, right?
Yep.
We're very thorough. So I need to get to the nitty gritty. I need to know. I was never going to get my answer from him, you know? So I dance, okay? I take heel classes and I do all that. So I met a girlfriend there and she was going out one night and she texted me. She's like, come meet me. I go, who you out with? She sends me a photo. She's with that girl.
No.
So I go, perfect. Oh, just wait. So I'm like, perfect. I'm going to meet this girl. But again, I wasn't going to go meet her with the intentions to be confrontational.
No.
Like, I was just going to see who this girl is. I want to meet you. I want to look you dead in the eyes. You know me. I don't know you. You don't know that I know you, but I know you. Anyways, we hit it off. Love her.
Oh.
Love her. Sweetest fucking girl ever. So nice.
That makes it all so much worse. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, she was great.
And did she know you were dating him?
Well, I mean, do you have an Instagram? It was fairly obvious. Like, there was no excuse on her end, but at the end of the day, I'll never blame the girl.
Ever.
He owed something to me.
And you never know what they say in the moment, like, oh, we're on a break.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, to this day, I am not upset with her. Oh, actually, I'm great friends with her.
Oh, so, but do you know what I mean? Like, I always think about, like, when women are like, oh my God, my husband cheated and fuck this woman. And I'm like, I swear to God, when a man takes off his pants and he's hard and he's staring at a woman and the woman's like, wait, don't you have a wife or don't you have a girlfriend? They're like, she just got run over by a bus. She's dead. We buried her last week.
She, like, beats me at night.
Where she beats me. It's the whole thing.
Yep.
They will say whatever when they look down and they look up, they're like, whatever I can do to get inside.
Yep, absolutely.
So we can't blame the women.
Yep, yeah.
Okay, so you're tap dancing.
So we're friends.
Oh.
We become friends at night. And then to the point where like, we're like hanging out. And we're us three hanging out. To the point where I even, okay, this is actually psychotic.
Yeah, go ahead. It's call her daddy. Nothing is that crazy.
Okay, so I one night we were all out. And I was a little drunk, and I'm like, I need to see if this girl's a good kisser. Only because I was like, I want to see.
Sorry. I'm obsessed with you.
I was like, no, I want to know what the fuck she has that I don't, that like this all happened. So I made out with her one night. But to this day, like, we were totally, it was all jokes, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. I love women. I love men. I love men more. But it's fine. I just did it for my own sanity. Again, right. Virgos, we're fucked.
Like, you wanted to understand what you were missing.
Right. I wanted to know what he was dealing with, if I had anything like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell. I just did it because I need to do it. She knows all this now.
Okay, okay.
So we became friends, like really good friends, like we're all good, whatever. And one night she calls me. Okay, guys, listen to this. And mind you, I had broken up with him. I said what I said to him. Okay. He denied it. He doesn't know now that I'm like having a friendship with this girl.
Okay.
She calls me. She's like, Maria, I need to see you. I'm like, yeah, come over. She comes over. She starts to cry. She's like, I have to be honest about something. She's like, oh, Maria, I love you. Like, you're such a good person. Like, I just, like, I feel like I need to be honest about something. I go, let me stop you right there. I knew this entire time. It was like a whole, like, this could be a movie. This could be a movie. And
this could be the whole episode.
Oh, my God. I know, right? Anyways, no, just long story short, I just basically said to her, I'm like, listen, like, I met you with intention to see who you were as a person. I loved you that night. You were so fun, so sweet. Like, at the end of the day, I didn't hold anything against you because my ex, he was supposed to respect me and, like, not do that shit to me.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Joey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back to Joey?
Back to Joey.
Yep. Please.
Joey the Bachelor.
Yeah.
So you had never brought a guy home in your life. Is this real?
That became, okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
I think it's like the semantics of it. It's like, yes, have men met my dad and like my parents? Yes. Like, okay. My ex met my parents. But have I ever brought them into my home where my family met? Like, no.
Yeah.
But, like, have they met my parents and the people that matter? Yeah, sure. Did I introduce them to my brothers? No. Like the entire family, no. But my parents, yes. And, like, my friends, absolutely always. Yeah. But, like, the idea of just, like, it was just yeah, I didn't bring them home. But it doesn't mean that they weren't, like,
yeah,
acquainted with my parents and, people that matter to me. It's just, like, it was the idea of just, like, it's the first guy that I'm going to introduce to everyone all at once.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes, completely.
Okay.
Do you think you and Joey would have actually made it in the real world?
It would have been great as friends. Like, we were so, funny together, where we, liked the same movies, like, had the same banter. But, and we obviously liked to, we liked each other. But I don't know. I think him and Kelsey make such a good match because he was always one to always kind of need reassurance. Does that mean to say? It's not mean to say, because that's what he was very vocal about on the season. And I think that, like, Kelsey's the kind of woman that gives it to him, but, like, also is very confident and gets it too from him. Like, I don't know. They work so perfectly together. I don't know how to explain it, but I've never seen two people so into each other. It just worked. I don't know if I could have given him what he wanted all the time. And so I don't know. But I think that we were great friends.
Yeah. What's something that a guy could do that would immediately give you the ick?
Oof. Dance. Oh, shit. I don't, here's the thing. I don't mind. Okay, you know, have you ever seen those guys who, like, start breaking out into dance, but they're so bad, but they think they're so good?
When are they breaking out into dance? Like, give me a contact.
That's the problem. They do.
No, wait, like, where?
Bitch, anywhere there's a fucking tune. I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, But here's the thing. This is where the difference lies.
Okay.
Like, okay. When they're dancing, but being silly and like just owning that they're bad. But there's some that are so bad, but they think they're good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where I get the ick.
The full ick.
That's where I'm like, oh my God, Maron, no. You're not it.
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
What's the craziest thing an ex has ever done to you?
Date 32 women at the same time.
Sorry.
Bachelor.
Wait, I thought you, oh my God. I didn't catch that at first. I was like.
Yeah, this happened more than once in my life. No, just The Bachelor.
Fuck, I literally did. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. Can we talk about that? How did you deal with the jealousy?
Okay. So here's the thing. And I'm going to be very, very honest with you. In that moment. Oh, fuck. Should I say it? Should I say it?
You should always say whatever comes to your brain, sweetie.
I'm on a roll tonight.
It's so, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm going to be honest about something. I know tonight, whatever, today. So I'm going to be honest about something. So Jen kissed him on the group date.
Okay.
I went up to her because I just, like, you know when you're very self-aware, like, you know your place in things. And I just knew Joey and I were never going to be endgame. Yes, could I have made it further? Sure. 100%. Like, we had that connection. I just didn't think I was going to be endgame and he was going to be endgame for me. And so I told Jen that day that I was going to use that as an excuse to leave Joey.
Use what? That she kissed him?
That's fucking bad. This is tea. This is tea, bitch.
Wait, walk me through what you're talking about.
So there's a scene where Jen kisses Joey, and that's where I'm like, ugh. Jen kissed Joey. I am disgusted. But I, you know, I was very close to her and I just felt like I needed a way out. Mm-hmm. And it had nothing to do with it. Joey is great. Like, Joey is actually such a catch. And that's why I'm so happy. Like, I think finding happiness was like knowing that he's happy with someone that loves him so much. Yep. And that I'm so happy for him. I just knew it was never going to be me. And so I was like, I need a way out. And so I used Jen kissing him in that moment that pissed me off as an excuse to leave.
Okay, can I say what I'm getting from that? As I think that now with reality television, there's, in a beautiful way, there's so much more that people understand that these environments are so fucking heightened and there's, you're in this bubble and you are feeling feelings that maybe you wouldn't feel on the outside world, or maybe you are feeling feelings, but they're crazy. Heightened because of, and so I can imagine that the moment you started to realize, like, maybe I'm actually not endgame and maybe we're better as friends, and maybe there's still doubts in your head if you're right or wrong. Then you see him the next day and you're like, oh, but he's so cute. And like, and then there's also,
and when he fights for you to stay, you're kind of like, okay, shit, maybe I'm like misguided. I need to be in this. And that's kind of how I felt during Hometowns. I was like, he fought for me so hard, whether they showed the entirety of that, and that's fair. But in that moment, he did fight for me to stay. And so when it came to Hometowns, I'm like, okay, I'm dropping my walls. I'm giving this my all. But like that moment in Jasper when I was trying to leave, it was a little bit of a, I was just trying to give him a way out.
Because I'm going to be honest, now that you're saying it, it makes more sense. Because, again, to context, if people didn't watch that episode, you're sitting on the couch with him. You're basically saying, like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I am jealous. I'm seeing you kiss other women. Like, I can't handle it.
I knew what I signed up for.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think you could tell, though, there was something else going on. Because you were being kind of sporadic of, like, you're walking back and forth. You were like, I can't do this, Joey. And you could tell, like, that wasn't the real reason. And you could tell he was so confused.
That's good that you could tell that.
I could tell that. I'm also, like,
speculating. And I was like, guys.
But I feel like that's what my job is to do, is just like read people sitting across from me. And
you do a really fucking good job.
Thank you. You're but welcome. On TV, I was immediately like, this is not the whole story. So you knew kind of in that moment, maybe it's time for me to go. And then he fought for you, which maybe you're saying we didn't see the whole extent to which he fought.
Yeah, you didn't.
And then we get to Hometowns. And then that was kind of,
because I was like, I don't want to say I was like forced to believe, but I mean, you want to believe someone's actions and like how hard he fought for me that night, where I was like, okay, you know what? I need to get my head in the game. Like, I do feel good, great things about him. I think he's great and I am in it, but I didn't know where he was at. And there was some sort of disconnect. But when he fought for me so hard, I was like, okay, this is like something that could be real. And Maria, like, stop fucking this up.
Yeah.
And so at Hometowns is where I fully dropped my walls, and then I got sent home. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
This is why I protect myself. Yeah. So I'm like, and that's what I've kind of learned. Like, I've become accustomed to, like, being disappointed by men. And this has nothing to do with Joey. I don't, when I talk like this, it has nothing to do with Joey, because he was just doing his part in the show. And, like, he had more stronger feelings for other women, and that's fine. But I just feel like when I turn to, like, protecting myself, where I'm, like, almost self-sabotaging, I feel like it's, like, self-protection.
Got it. Because aside from Joey, have you ever been in a situation where you told someone you love them and they didn't say it back?
More like they come on strong in the beginning and, like, they're, like, all in, and I push them away. Mm. And then when it gets to the point where they're like, I can't, okay, you know, you keep pushing me away, I'm actually going to go. And then when they actually go, I'm like, wait, I didn't mean that. I was just joking. Get your ass over here. And they're like, I don't know if I can, like, they don't believe me anymore. And I, but then in the end, like I said, something happens where I'm like, there's a reason why I was pushing them away in the beginning.
Right.
Because they do something where I'm like, they weren't even, I don't know if I even believe them to begin with, but there's been times where, like, they come on strong. It's like, we're never there at the same time.
I think that's a naturally, you will get to a point where
I want to believe that it's going to happen at the same time, where right. I'm not going to do that.
What you're doing, Maria, is you're testing them to see in your brain. You think pushing them away.
Yeah.
I'll see if they stay, if they say, but what you're going to eventually stop doing, because that's not healthy, is you'll realize, you're pushing them away and they're like, okay, I'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can only push so much someone away to the point where they're like, girlfriend. Okay, you're. And imagine if you just didn't.
Oh, I had an epiphany recently. I'm not joking.
Okay.
Like, I'm like a whole different person when now, like, when I'm going to open up to someone and, like, I feel it initially, and that initial attraction to me is so hard to come by. Like, I don't just have it for anyone, but when I do, I'm not playing those games. Like, I've learned now the hard way. And so for me, I'm so open to just letting myself be happy for the first time, where I realize that this is what
I want. Amazing.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, shit has happened in the past, but I grow from it every time.
Totally. But I will say, because I want to make sure you know, like, I'm not judging you.
No,
like,
no.
Literally until Matt, like, that was my game. Aww. I would be like, oh my God, I'm going to make sure he really fucking likes me by giving him anything.
Hard
they
you.
Go so hard. And it definitely does something to your ego. You're like, oh my God. Like,
I know,
keeps
like,
coming
so
back.
Hard. I'm like, holy shit. Like
you
keep
love
it coming.
You're right.
Yeah. But it's not good. It's
and
not
then when
healthy.
They turn around, you're like, "We get back here. What are you doing?" And it's like, "Bitch, you have been literally destroying me for the past couple months.
Yeah.
I've been trying everything. I send you flowers. I'm so sweet. I take you to dinners, and you give me nothing.
Yep.
And now when I leave, now you want me?
Yep.
Fuck you.
Yeah. It's a very immature, you know, like I'm done with that song and dance. Like, I'm really over it. And so I think it needed to happen for the last time for me to be like, okay, wake your shit up, because you are capable of so much. And, like, I know what I bring to the table and, like, what I can offer someone. So doing that kind of game is just, it's not cutting it anymore. And I don't even want to do that anymore, because it hurts me to hurt someone else.
Well, I think what was positive to see is, like, I feel like we, like, watched you grow on The Bachelor.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, when you were like, fuck, maybe I do have to let my walls down. Like, because Joey kept being like, do you like me?
I know.
Hello. And you're like, I don't know. Like, we'll see tomorrow. And it was like, it was so classic what you're describing. And I think it's so relatable, because I think it's like this want to not be vulnerable and you want to make sure they like you before you're vulnerable with them. But for you to actually know if you guys like each other, you have to be vulnerable in the fucking first place.
Yep.
So you can't be like walls up the whole time. Yeah. And I think that, like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, I feel like you left The Bachelor in a better position for 100%. Your love life, because you're like, I 100%. Now know what I'm going to move forward and what I'm going to do when I 100%. Meet someone that I'm actually attracted to. Right. I'm not going to make them think I hate them.
I know. I know. I have to let them know. I know. 100%. And, like, being on The Bachelor, it showed my friends and family that I am a lot more emotional than they've ever seen me. That was probably the hardest thing watching it back, was having my friends and family see how much I cried. Because I don't cry. That's just not my thing. I am not that girl.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't even believe it. They're like, holy shit. Like, but it was a lot more than just crying over a guy. It was like, I felt like I was at war at times, where it was like just so many things accumulated into one, where I was like, okay, I'm so drained. But I did. It opened me up. It allowed me to know that it's okay to be vulnerable and to let my feelings out. And it's better sooner than later, because a guy that likes you and wants something with you should know how you feel. because that's the only way your guys are going to move forward. And I totally get it now.
Everything you're saying, I think, led to this perfect,
yeah,
obvious next step, which is we need to talk about The Bachelorette.
Oh, yes.
Because we watch you almost as like your character arc is like you, yeah, come in and you're like, your walls are up and you're kind, yeah, of falling for this guy, but you don't know if you can because you don't know if he likes you. And then you let him in and then you get heartbroken, but you learn so much. And like, we're all rooting for you. I, yeah, felt like America was rooting for, yeah, you, and America was absolutely devastated when, mm-hmm, you were not announced, yeah, as The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Were you offered the role as Bachelorette? Were you offered the role as Bachelorette?
Obviously, I have been trying my hardest to stay silent about this, but I think that moving forward, and if I'm going to be in this world, like, I have to be honest, especially with the people who have supported me. And the answer is yes. Yeah, I was offered the role. I mean, it was mine until I said it wasn't. And yeah, it became very overwhelming to the point where I had to decline.
So, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
How far along were you in the process of like becoming the Bachelorette until you pulled out?
Yeah. Well, to the point where I was doing fittings, like it was set in stone. I was in it.
Yeah.
Again, like, you know, bringing up Jen and all of this, like I, you know, she was one of my closest girls in the house, mm-hmm, and she was always verbalizing how badly she wanted this. And when everyone around me was so supportive of me being in this position and everyone wanted this for me, I kind of took a second. I'm like, why am I not happy? Why am I not excited about this? And it took me like realizing that it's just not my time, where I was like, guys, respectfully, I need to decline. I need to take a step back. I was not in the right headspace for this, especially knowing that, like, because I know the extensive process it was to be on the show, right? So having a bunch of guys do the exact same thing and they're there for me, I didn't want to waste anyone's time. And honestly, like, yeah, it was hard for me to kind of jump right back into, yeah, it, honestly.
I mean, I think I can be honest. Like,
yeah,
you were about to come on the show, mm-hmm, and we were going to announce you as The Bachelorette,
yeah,
what, like a month ago?
Yep.
And that, I remember I was going to have you on like a Monday, mm-hmm, and on like Sunday, I get the call, like Maria went back to Toronto.
Yeah.
What were those like next few days like once you turned it down?
Yeah, no, the one thing about having such a great, like production behind you and like my producers were so supportive of me and like just being open and honest of where I was mentally and how I felt about everything, you know, like, everyone was so excited and I know what the season could have been like and it would have been great. I just was not ready. And, you know, coming back home, when I say that I just wanted to come back home, back to reality and just take time off from all of this, like I meant it. And I, yeah, think people saw that and recognized that I wasn't posting as much and like I was not speaking on things because as much as like I wanted my time off, but I also wanted Jen to have her moment. Mm-hmm. And like she is the most perfect bachelorette in my eyes. If like I couldn't think of anyone better to do this. Yeah. And she was so ready for it. And that was enough for me to kind of say, yeah, it's not my time. Yeah. It was a hard time because everyone was so wanting this for me.
Yeah.
But I just needed to be home with my family and friends and take that time off, to be honest.
When you saw how devastated America was, yeah, like, how did it make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, a part of me obviously was so grateful. And, like, when people even come up to me and ask for a photo or talk to me and, like, love me off, I'm like, I'm in awe of you. Like, I don't deserve this. I'm just so appreciative of it. And, like, that was one thing that kind of kept me going in this process because I was like, I want to do this for them. You know, like, I want to do this for the people that love and support me. But in my head, I'm like, that's not doing it for the right reasons.
Okay, but when you say it wasn't your time and you weren't ready.
Yeah.
You're saying you weren't.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I need to understand a little bit more. Like, why did you turn it down?
Well, okay. Like, what people saw on their screens was only the half of what I kind of went through in the house. Like, yes, did I have time off before it aired? Yes. But again, everything was so, like, I was so anxious throughout the whole thing. And I get it. It would have been my own show. It would have been me kind of having, like, more control over things. But again, like, it's so isolating being in there. And I would have to give up my phone. Again, my freedom. Like, not my freedom, but, you know, like, yeah, having to be alone in that. And I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't just mentally prepared for it.
I think that's I appreciate you sharing that because, again, I think it's like so many of the women from this season would have been amazing bachelorettes.
Oh, so many, yeah.
And
Jen, though, is the perfect pick.
She's going to be,
no question.
She's going to be great. And you would have been great. And it would have been completely different seasons.
Thank you.
I appreciate you saying, and I think I think what you're doing, more people should take note of is like, you're not running for the clout and the fame. Yeah. Like, there was an obvious answer of like, you would be on TV for another how many episodes and everyone would see your face and you'd be on posters and billboards and you prioritize it. You're like, I literally am so fucking anxious and I don't feel good. And I'm going to prioritize that over getting my bag to the right.
100%. Like, that never interested me to begin with, going on the show. And I wasn't ready to milk my 15 minutes. Like, I remember Wells, he was like, I don't know, he did the bartending on. Yeah. So he went out on a podcast and he was saying that I had all these expectations, that I had all these, I don't know, whatever the
like
hell.
Like, requirements and, asks.
Yes. And that one was, I wanted my phone the entire time and I wanted my friend to be a producer. And it's like, I wanted so badly to shut that shit down. But again, I just didn't think it was my time or my place. But like, and he was like, oh, everyone's going to forget about her and Daisy. Like this is going to be their biggest regret. Forget about me. Like, I am so, at the end of the day, I have to do what's best for me. And if that's what, like, it was so disheartening to hear someone who knows this process, knows what they put us through, like, not what they put us through, but like, knows like how like intense it is.
Yeah.
And like, you have to be fully committed, like, knows like how mentally draining and like physically draining this could be to like say something like that. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Literally shut the fuck up.
Like, you don't know me. You don't know me. And like, I'm a very respectful person. So that went so against my character. And I want so badly to speak up on that because it's so not true. Like, everyone knows you get your phone taken away and that's it.
Right.
Well,
it's also just like so tacky. It's like, he's been in this franchise for so long.
Right.
It's like, did you ask Maria if those were her requests?
Right.
Did you hear it through the grapevine? Because if those weren't your
broken
request,
telephone.
Right. Like, don't speak on shit that you don't know about.
Yeah.
And also, not to be a dick, but it seems like, I'm sure Wells would have loved to be the Bachelor back in
his
day.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. But here's the thing. You know, it's kind of like contradicting for you to say, I'm going to be forgotten because I'm not Bachelor. But then where do you stand? You were never Bachelor.
Right.
So are you forgotten? Well, I don't know you, so you're forgotten in my head. But like, no, that's kind of mean. Don't say that. I'm sorry, Wells. Come make me a drink, babe. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying, like, I would never say that about someone else.
No, it's a great point.
I support whatever anyone else wants to do. If they're at the end of the day, what I wanted people to understand why I took my break was like, they would say, okay, you know, it was fairly obvious. Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted me as Bachelorette. Obviously, I was going to be asked. I think that was
obvious. Yeah.
So if I didn't do it, there had to be a reason and it had to be because of me.
Yeah.
And because I had to take a step back. So for him to say it was because of this, that, and the other thing, like, Wells, that's all I got to say. I just didn't like it. I was like, just talk to me and you know what, ask me and I would tell you, you know, this is and that. But like, I don't disrespect, especially the team that was there for me, who were leaving their families for me. To like be there by my side, like, I respect them so freaking much, and it broke my heart because I knew how badly everyone
wanted it. No, I agree with you on the Wells thing. I think it's just like a dumb comment made by someone who like clearly would have he's speaking from what he would have done. And we're like, we know, Wells, you would have loved to be Bachelor back in the day. But I don't think he thinks he's irrelevant. So, like, why do you have to be irrelevant if you don't take the Bachelorette?
Why can't we all grow in different ways?
Totally.
Like, we have other things that we would like to do. And if it means me going back to reality, going back to my day-to-day, what does that have to do with you? And don't talk negative about it. Like,
facts.
It's okay. This, I understand I was on a reality show, but it was real life to me too. Like, mm-hmm. If I want to go back home and just go back to me, I am able to do that. And I wanted to do it and I did it.
Done. Okay, then now that we're not going to see you on the show, we're not going to get to see you date 32 men.
No.
What is going on in your dating life? Are you single?
I'm so single.
Okay.
I'm so single.
Are we going to see you in Bachelor in Paradise?
No paradise. No.
No paradise.
No.
Okay,
no.
So how are you approaching your dating life right now?
You know, I just want to meet someone organically. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Like old school, you know?
Oh.
I just want someone to like come up to me while I'm grocery shopping or at a bookstore, even though I don't read. I'll just be there one day. Like, I just want to meet someone the way, like, I don't know, back in the day, no social media. I know my DMs are open.
Tell me.
Nothing.
Who have you gotten DMs
Nothing.
From? Shut
no
the
one.
Fuck up. Shut up. Look at that. I can already tell when you're lying to me. Your jaw just said, no one.
No, I swear.
Who's in there?
Bitch, are
Who's
you hooking me up?
Who's in there?
Do you want to look at my DMs? Give me my phone.
Have you not gotten a celebrity DM yet?
From who? 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 Tell me.
Who has messaged
you
from?
You?
Who
stands you?
I'm married.
I know,
shut
sorry.
up. Who have you gotten DMs from? Come on.
Like, just Bachelor Nation.
Ooh, give us one. Come on.
No one. The Golden Bachelorette.
What? I think you're saying the Golden Bachelor. I'm like, fuck,
no!
Maria.
No,
fuck.
No, the Golden Bachelorettes, like people who support me.
What man?
It has
with a
always
penis?
Been. No, none. Bitch, can you hook me up?
No.
Evan Peters, if you're watching this, I saw you at Coachella and I did not like that, but I'm open.
Wait, the guy that played Dahmer?
Yeah. He don't say that. He was in so many other fucking things.
Sorry.
You're going to let people know that I'm interested in fucking Dahmer? Not Dahmer.
Are you into like
that.
Kinky shit like that in the bedroom?
No. But I like horror, right? So he's like the horror icon of our generation.
Yeah, for
he's
sure.
He's so hot.
Okay, so no guys in your DMs except
no,
for Bachelor Nation.
No, can guys in my DMs?
Maybe.
But I don't want that though.
You want to meet someone at Stagecoach this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're dancing in the moonlight. Post Malone is singing. You're like, oh. And then someone grabs your arm.
Is he going to grab my arm?
No.
Leg.
No. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait a second.
What?
Are you that flexible?
I could be.
No.
I could be, guys. I'm flexible. Take note.
Are you doing splits on the pee-pee?
I could be. Hey, why not?
Wait, do
backflip on that shit. I'm joking.
Do you use your dance moves in the bedroom?
No.
No, just
no.
Your flexibility.
Just my flexibility. Yes, yeah. I can throw my leg behind my head. You guys hear that? DMs are open. I'm joking. I don't want fucking DMs. I really don't. Guys, I'm not kidding.
Who would you answer in your DMs except for Dahmer? Who else?
Not Dahmer, man. Evan Peters.
Sorry, Evan Peters. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who would I? I don't know. Someone who's sweet, kind, ready for a relationship.
Mm.
No games. Mm. I don't know. Who do you think I should answer?
I need to think about that. I'm trying to think if Matt has any friends so we can keep it in the
family. I don't like a guy. Like, I used to think I wanted a guy with like a big, big, big personality.
Yeah, no.
But we're going to clash.
No, they need to shut the fuck up and let us be the stars.
Yes.
I learned that soon. I was like, okay, when I started really reading on my Leo chart, I was like, oh, I can't.
You're Leo?
Leo.
Bitch.
Full.
I'm rising Leo.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you? Rising what?
I think there could be a Virgo in there, or I'm just
Stop!
Saying that to make you excited.
Wait, so what's your boyfriend, husband?
He's hubby. He's an Aries, and it works perfectly.
Ooh,
it works perfectly because
it does fire and fire.
Yeah, it's great. But he's great. I just run the house, and then he's great.
He's great because he got you.
Because he's like dominant, but not in the way that like I actually have the last word.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, he's
that's
a man.
What I want a man, but who lets me have the you're fucking.
Yeah,
you
like
get
have
it.
Your independence and like don't be terrified of your success. And like when you're in a room, he's like, go do your thing, babe.
Yes, because they know at the end of the day, you're gonna make them feel like the biggest man in that fucking room.
Yes, yes. 100%. Boom. Okay, we're gonna play a game. Since you're now dating, I'm gonna give you a scenario.
Am I dating? Okay, go.
Okay, well, you're dating. Well, you're trying to. Okay. I'm gonna give you a scenario that could happen on a okay, what?
Sorry, I'm like, I'm not trying that hard.
Okay,
it's fine. I'm okay with being alone.
I'm gonna give you a scenario, okay?
Yeah.
that could happen on a first couple dates with someone, and you're going to tell me what you would do.
Go ahead.
He subtly flexes how much money he makes.
Ugh. I pay the bill and leave. Make it feel low. Take his balls and come right off. Take your money and go impress some other bitch.
Okay, wait.
Wait, what?
No, I love it. No, I love it. This is great. Is there any scenario where it would be hot if someone's flexing about their money?
No. Never. Absolutely never. And you know what? The richest people know, not to say that I know all the richest people, but they know they don't flaunt it that way. And the people that do don't actually have it. I like a guy who's modest. Modest?
Modest. No, well, not modest with his money. Like, I want you to spend money. But
But I mean, like, I don't need him to talk about it. Like, no. Who are you trying to impress?
Like, it's almost like you want to know he's wealthy through what he says of like, oh my God, like, I can't wait to take you to Paris this summer. We have to go. And you're immediately like, huh, like, what airline are we flying?
Yeah. You got this.
Like it's through the contextual clues you know he's wealthy.
Yes.
Not by him like flexing on you and you're like, you definitely don't have that much. If you're talking about how much money you have, you don't have that much money.
I have no interest in hearing it. So 100%.
Okay. He texts back way too fast. Like every single time.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't play games like that. When I see the text, I answer.
No, Maria. Hold on.
No, I'm not kidding. No. Answer that text fast or else. No, I'm being serious. Not wait on it.
Hold on. What if it's like literally every single time you press enter, he's already typing?
Oh, type. Why? Why not?
He's that eager.
I mean, he's there. I mean, that to me shows you're not playing games. Like, if you, here's the thing.
But he doesn't have a job. Like,
okay,
five-minute pause.
But here, let me say, if you see the text and you answer, I like it. I don't need, like, obviously, yes, the man should have a fucking job and he shouldn't be seeing his phone right away. But I mean, for the most part, like, yeah, like, when you see it, I don't find it hot you waiting hours to respond.
Yes, we don't need two business days by. And then it's like, just saw this.
But if you're busy, do your thing.
Okay. He's very into sexting.
Where are we at in the relationship?
Yeah, like a couple months.
So we're dating.
Yeah.
And we're exclusive?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm only going to sex you if we're exclusive.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Really? Weirdly, I feel like I look back at the dates and I'm like, I feel like I was sexting when I was getting towards exclusive.
Oh, no. I need to be exclusive with you because I have fun sexting.
You do have fun sexting. See, I felt like it was like exhausting.
Because usually the guys that I talk to aren't from Toronto. And so it's long distance. So sexting is what keeps us close.
Ah, not FaceTime sex.
Oh, I mean, all of the above.
Okay, so you don't mind a little sexed?
Yeah, but not all the time. I don't. Okay. Like, you want to just, like, you want it to be like special and sporadic and like, keep it exciting, but
okay. He leaves a toothbrush at your apartment after a few weeks of seeing you, but never says anything about it.
I threw it out. I mean, what the fuck is this here? I wouldn't even notice if you'd throw it out and be like, what the fuck?
No,
honestly, I would be like, well, first of all, why don't you have a place and why aren't I leaving mine at yours?
And also, you know what I find as I'm asking you this question quite strange? Mm. It's like, how'd the toothbrush get there? Like,
he put it in his pocket. He's like,
no, literally.
No, that would be a little weird.
Because probably if you're not, like, you probably were at dinner or you're at the bar.
Yeah,
and so with this motherfucker keeping it in the back pocket, like poking out the whole time.
Yeah, no, I would be like,
a little grossed out.
I'd be like, I don't know. It's never happened. But I'll let you know when it does.
Yeah. Unless he has like veneers and he like is like, oh my God, my teeth will stain if I don't get this white wine off or red wine off them. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
He travels. That's a turnoff. He travels with a toothbrush because his veneers. No.
His mom's like a dentist.
No, I that's a no.
Okay. So we're not appreciating if a guy leaves a toothbrush. You're just start talking.
I don't think I would think too much. I mean, there would need to be a conversation. I can't imagine a guy just like slipping it in there. Uh-huh. But I think if he did slip it in there without a conversation, I would be like, what the fuck?
Have you ever hooked up with a guy that when you went to his house and his bathroom
there was
like,
another one?
Yeah. Or it's like fully stocked, ready to go for like a woman post sex.
No, but that's a little fucking weird, right?
It's weird. I've been there before and I'm like,
like,
I don't
what
know.
Are you, a sexter on the go? Not a sexter on the go. Like, what are you, like a fucker on the go? Like, he's ready. He's equipped.
He's got the baby wipes.
Oh my God.
He's got like the makeup wipes.
Okay, like, you know what? Stop this right now.
No, this is what I will say. If a guy has his entire bathroom stocked for a girl, if it's a one night stand, I'm like, thank you. thank you, yes, that I can take my makeup off. I can like put my tampon. Imagine if it's tampons. But
that's a whole
if
other
you're
level.
Seeing him in a way that you like him, I would be like, no, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
you're,
I agree. You're, oh my God, you want to hear a story?
Yeah.
So I was seeing this guy. This is before the show. And I went to his house and he had a his and her sink and his he had moved out and he moved to this new place. I'll never fucking forget this. So he had a his and her sink. And then I walk into the bathroom and there's his sink. It's all his shit.
Right.
And then there's this random toothbrush in the her sink. So I go, what the fuck is that? He's like, oh, it's mine. I swear to God, this was his excuse. I almost want to puke. He's like, oh no, it's mine. I use two separate toothbrushes. One that's a little bit hard bristles, whatever the fuck. And one that's softer. I go, like, I don't know. Do I look like I'm stupid? Okay, don't answer that. But I don't fuck with me right now. He went to the extent of grabbing the toothbrush and using it to prove to me that he does use it. And I went, you just did the most and you're embarrassing. So goodbye.
It's actually like, regardless of mm-hmm. if he's lying or if he's telling the truth, both are awful.
Right.
Both are awful.
Why was it on that side? Why was it right. on your fucking
just
his
put them
ass,
in the same
ugly
cup.
Ass? Right. Stupid, messy side.
Put both of your toothbrushes right. in the same
yeah,
cup.
Yeah, you're fucking...
In the same area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Liar. Okay, he vents to you about his ex on one of the first few dates.
You know what? I like this. I like to do this thing where I call it honesty hour.
Oh.
It's actually a hidden thing that I like. I get every guy with it, to be honest. Girls, oh. take notes. So I like to hang out with guys casually. Very okay. casual. Let them know we're like, we're friends. We're going to like see where this goes kind of thing. Let's have a bottle of wine and let's ask each other anything. And like, let's not judge each other on this. So I usually ask that. I'll say, if your ex can describe you in any way, how would it be? Because I like to know. I want to see how they're going to A, talk about their ex, uh-huh. if it's going to be in a nice way. But also I want to know what they would think that their ex would say about them. So just like kind of opening that up and like letting them know that it's a comfortable setting to like talk about that. But if they're opening up about their ex randomly without me asking, I'd be like, girl. See, I would call him girl. No,
girl.
But I'd be like, listen, I think you need to send her a text and say you're sorry because you're still hung up on it. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Time for me to go.
But, I don't know. I wouldn't want to know.
Okay, wait, honesty hour? I'm kind of loving it.
Yeah.
This is my problem. First of all, I feel like every single time that a guy... Okay, this is my experience.
They're still not being honest.
No, this is my problem. Every fucking time, I think that girls always want to fucking know about
always.
A guy's past. I'm like, when always. I met Matt, I was like, tell me every single ex you have. Show me their Instagram. Mm-hmm. Who are they? Then some of them, I was like, oh my God. Like, whoa, you dated her? Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... He never asks in return.
Oh my God. Because they don't want to know. But I like that though.
I mean, I get
it. Because
it
bothers them
me.
So much that they don't want to know. A guy who's like, show me. I know. You're right. It's
like let me make you jealous. Like,
yeah,
ask.
They want to know.
And then they don't ask.
I can see why they wouldn't want to know. Because in my mind, this is the way my thought process would be, is that they like me so much that they can't imagine me with anyone else.
I believe that. And
is
I
that
actually,
DeLulu?
No, not at
but
all.
But it's not, right?
No.
But then there's also the other guy who would be like, no, show me every single one. And he's like weirdly like obsessive and like
yeah.
Wants to like take ownership of you and wants to know. Like I like the guy who would be like, you know what? I don't even want to see it.
No, I love the guy that does that. Yeah. I remember Matt did that to me on the
it.
Date. I was like, so are you going to?
I know.
He's like,
I could show you. Do you wait, see what like, this guy sends me?
It breaks
such
me,
confidence.
But such confidence. Mm. But sometimes I'm like, motherfucker, yeah. let me make
be jealous.
You jealous.
Right.
Be jealous. Okay, second question is
yeah.
when you ask them,
mm-hmm.
oh, what would your exes say about you? What do you think, Maria, if I ask mm-hmm. you, what would all of your exes say about you?
Oof, fuck. I don't like this turning on me. I think they would say that I'm honest, that I'm loyal, and I can be a little nuts at times.
I love the honesty.
What a shocker, right? Nuts, right. me? I don't think so.
Self-aware. So you're not doing The Bachelorette.
Mm-mm.
Where are we going to see you? Like, we've got to see you more often.
I would love to be seen more often. No, actually, you know what? I'm not kidding you when I say this. Like, I'm taking it step by step. Like, this, like, you, I want to be on this podcast. This was my first step. And now what I'm going to do moving forward, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. And so to give an answer, but I'm sure people will see more of me.
Yeah. I think that's a great answer. Like, I can mm-hmm. imagine, like, this is very overwhelming, right?
Oh, so overwhelming.
Like, you had a pretty normal life before mm-hmm. all this. Does your dad really make
sprinkles?
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I know. And every time I say sprinkles, they're like, sprinklers? I'm like, no, guys. The shapes and sugars you see on baked goods. But people don't get it. But someone has to do it.
Do you like sprinkles?
My dad owned a chocolate factory before the sprinkles. So and I wasn't a big chocolate eater. I know. I'm not like a dessert girl. I'm not like, wow. He did like chocolate covered almonds, everything. And so, but as for sprinkles, yeah, I mean, do I usually put sprinkles on things? Yes, I'm going to say yes because I own a sprinkle company. But listen, you need it. We need it.
Thanks,
and someone's got to do it. So,
thanks. So you're going to stagecoach?
Thanks,
coach?
Papa.
What yes. are you going to do? Who are you going to stagecoach with?
The sisters from my show. Iconic girls. Love. They are the best.
Oh, you told me you were going with your sisters. And I was like, who? You have sisters?
Well, they are like my sisters now.
Who are you going with? What are their names?
Lauren and Allison Hollinger.
Okay.
And Sal.
Do you love country music?
I like country music, but am I the biggest fan?
No. You're kind of like a Nickelback girl.
I love Nickelback, bitch.
I knew it.
Bitch, I cannot wait to see Nickelback.
Look at
I'm
these
so
photographs. Every time it all makes
no, I literally love Nickelback, and I don't get why they have such a bad rep. Because
I know, why do they?
I don't know. It makes those, it's like me. Why do I have such a bad rep? I don't get it either. I Nickelback, I'm with you. But
not after this episode. Oh. I feel like we really kind of covered it all. Well, we didn't cover anything. I feel like we need to do 19 more of these to actually get through it all.
But I truly
had so much fun with you today. I think you're even better in person. You're so fun to be around. You have insane stories.
I do. And yeah, there's so many more. I'm not going to say it.
What?
No. We'll save it.
We'll save it. Time. We'll save it for something else.
Yes.
Maybe you'll do one day.
Oh, maybe.
I have an idea.
Oh, well, I'm interested in hearing more.
Okay. Maria, thank you so much for coming on Call Her Daddy. It was truly a pleasure and it was very fun.
Pleasure's all mine.
Love you.
I love you, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.